Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, are you procrastinating over the Sunday shopping list, or are you lost in a haze of meal prep that gets wasted? Could double duty dinners be the answer the time-pressed cooks among us have been looking for? Less time in the kitchen for more. Well, I'm joined in studio by Aisling Larkin, TV chef, food and wellness advocate. Morning, Aisling.
Good morning.
A couple of different ways about going about this, but the idea here is save time in the kitchen, save a few quid and maybe, you know, save yourself on a few family spats over whose turn it is to cook.
And eat well. Like, this is what's going to allow you to eat well. It's going to allow you to feed your family well and be nourished. And for me, like, that's the top reason. And then all those other things like saving my sanity, you know, midway through the week is a real lovely one.
Okay, so talk us into the busy day that's involved.
So I suppose, like, the concept is cook once, eat twice. If you're going to make something, be smart about it. Do a double batch of something and use it again, right? Now, the dreaded conversation there is leftovers. Oh, jeekers, am I going to have
reheats.
To? Yeah. I mean, no, I don't like reheats. I don't like eating the same dinner twice. That's not what I'm talking about. There's two ways of going about it. You either prep on a Sunday and do this concept of a dump bag, or you make something once and then convert it into something else for the next day, be it lunch or dinner.
Okay. Let's start with the concept of a dump bag.
What it's a is wicked
that?
Name, isn't
Go on,
it?
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, the name does it no justice whatsoever. The concept is that you will take a couple of hours, and back a year or two ago, I was doing Sunday cook clubs online, right? So we would gather together, a group of us online, for about an hour and a half. So I have this window on a Sunday after kind of breakfast, you know, run into GAA and all that stuff. And between around 11 and 1, I have a slot. So I get really productive in that little slot. That's when the dump bags happen. You take a freezer bag, take a couple of concepts.
Normal Ziploc freezer bag.
Yeah. Good quality.
Yeah.
No, decent quality one. And into that, you are going to dump ingredients. All raw. They freeze down raw, but they're combined. And then you transfer them to the slow cooker later on in the week for when you need them. So as an example, something like chicken fajitas. You're taking your chicken thighs, your chicken breasts, chop them up if you want, leave them whole. Anything that goes in the air fryer, you can use those leaner cuts of meat, tougher cuts of meat, older, you know, cheaper cuts of meat, but they'll cook down really well. So chicken thighs work lovely. Just out of the packet, dump them straight in. You can put in your tomato puree, tin of tomatoes, roughly chop up your peppers, your onions, maybe if you like kidney beans, something like that. So for me, I'm always trying to get in lean sources of protein, extra bit of fibre, extra plants. Pop those in, zip the bag closed, write a label on it, fajitas for Wednesday. Put it in the freezer. Tuesday night, set an alarm on your phone, remind yourself to go out to the garage or out to the freezer, whatever it is, bring in the dump bag, defrost it in the fridge overnight, and then before you go to work on Wednesday morning, dump it into the slow cooker or the air fryer.
No, the slow cooker.
But you can do this for air fryer recipes as well, like spice bag mixes. You can do, like, you can have your potatoes, you can have it covered in oil, spices, your chicken, all of that kind of stuff, and then slow cook it for the day, and it's done when you come home.
Great.
Yeah, so it, like, it's a smart, like, it works for things like
Mexican
kind
of
things.
Yeah,
things like fajitas work really well. Something like a bolognese. Like your classic ragu bolognese. And when you talk about this, like...
So there's no frying off the onions and garlic in advance and then add the meat all in together. It doesn't matter.
All in together.
Right. And it's the... They'll cook out just as well.
As long as you're slow cooking them. Like if I brought that in and tried to put it on the pan and do it in 20 minutes, you'll never get all the flavour. So when you're cooking, you need key flavour ingredients, but also that technique of... So this is why the slow cooker and the dump bag are like this match made in heaven, because you're slow cooking. Traditionally, as chefs and cooks, we like to brown off our meat. We like this Maillard's reaction. Mm. We like the caramelization on the vegetables. So you're forfeiting that for this method, but by slow cooking it, you are bringing out the flavours. So when we talk about the ragu, a base for a ragu is your sofrito. So it's celery, carrots, onion. Fry those low and slow, normally. For the dump bag, chop them up. Dump them in the freezer bag. Mince. Don't use just beef mince. The Italians will always use pork mince and beef mince. Half and half in your dump bag. So you've got your carrots, onion, celery. You've got your mince dumped in there. You've got your tin of tomatoes. Tomato puree is a great one. So when you're doing this concept of cooking, batch cooking, preparing, stock up the store cupboard with a few smart ingredients. And tomato puree has so much umami and flavour, like way more than tomatoes on their own. So pop in your puree, little sprig of rosemary if you had it, drop a wine if it was hanging around, a stock pot, drop that in,
right.
Zip up the bag, in the freezer, job done.
Okay, and so in the press then you're obviously going to need your tomato puree and all of those kind of things. Any go-to herbs that sort of go with a lot of things that you need on standby as well for your dump bag?
There's a couple that work really well. Onion powder and garlic powder. Brilliant. And we weren't aware of them, I think, for a long time. Supermarkets the last 2 or 3 years have started to stock them all the time. So what are we doing? We're trying to be quick and easy and efficient here. They stop the chopping and the peeling and the grating. Onion powder, garlic powder, they're lovely. Smoked paprika is a really good one. Cumin, if you want to do anything Moroccan kind of inspired or a little bit earthy, like think of one of those dump bags, a lovely one I do is chorizo, chickpeas, potatoes, chicken. Again, tin of tomatoes, tomato puree. So you have this like Moroccan chicken tagine. Now it's a very loose, these are all loose interpretations and simple
inspired
interpretations.
By Moroccan tagine.
Exactly,
yeah, yeah.
Exactly. But for something that offers so much bang for its buck in terms of efficiency and smartness, they're really, really good. There's a couple of supermarkets doing really nice spice blends and they're pure, just excellent kind of spices. Things like chili flakes, the smoked paprika, oregano, completely underused herb, a dried oregano. Mm. So often we just kept it to Italian cookery. I use it in so many things. Okay. So that's a lovely one to have.
And it sounds like you can, when you're in planning this, you can go to the supermarket, buy some of the stuff that's on offer, you know, buy your mince, chicken thighs, whatever, when they're on offer and stick them. Make your dump bag up when you bring the bargain back and you've saved money and saved time as well.
That's it, because it's going directly to the freezer.
You did say you can change up.
Yeah.
Half of the batch cook as well. So what kind of things are you talking about?
So like a really good example of this is a roast chicken. So a lot of people might do a roast on a Sunday. So the way I structure my week is whatever we eat on Sunday, we are eating some version of that on Monday. Right. And then there's a dump bag prepped on Sunday. And that's Wednesday's dinner that will get us into Thursday.
Okay.
Then I don't cook on Tuesday, actually. And then we have pizza on Friday. So I smartly only cook at home like maybe 3 days a week. And like I need, for my world, I particularly need that. So if you take a roast chicken.
Right. More than one?
If you can.
Right.
Roast two.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Put a bit of tikka paste or a bit of harissa or something over the second one. Add a bit of spice to it. So roast your chicken. Have your lovely roast chicken on Sunday. Roast your veggies and then have the roast veg. Roast veg are brilliant for tossing into soups, into salads. So cook off. You can cook off things like pasta, rice, couscous, quinoa, all those grains.
Mm-hmm.
And freeze them. I did this on my Instagram, like, I don't know, about a year ago. And people
frozen
nearly blew up.
Frozen cooked pasta.
Frozen cooked pasta, yes. Because I was doing these, like, thermos flask lunches for the kids going to school.
Yeah.
So freeze the pasta, take it out, run boiling water over it, stir through a bit of red pesto into the thermos flask. Bye, kids. They're done.
Great.
It's a great little win. So freeze your pasta and you can defrost it like that. Your grains, your rice can do the same. So you've cooked your chicken, lovely roast dinner. Day two, if you want, you could do a Caesar salad. So pull and shred the thighs, the lovely little oysters from underneath, the breast of chicken, your crispy little bacon, a couple of salad leaves in there. I've made actually a beautiful light Caesar salad dressing. So it's a much lower calorie, lighter one using live natural yogurt.
Okay.
And it's delicious. So you could have a Caesar salad, do it into a Caesar salad wrap for lunch for the next day. Mm-hmm. My husband does a brilliant egg fried rice. He won't tell me his secrets. I think it's just loads of soy sauce, to be honest. But it's that rice that came from the freezer. It's the leftover chicken, bit of soy sauce, a few chopped up veggies. They go mad for it.
Yeah, peas, sweet corn.
Exactly.
Whatever you're
from
having.
From the freezer frozen. So it's those little
egg
things.
Or no egg in the fried rice.
He puts egg.
He does.
He does put the egg.
Actually, non-egg eaters will eat egg in egg fried rice.
Because they don't see it and they don't know
they
it's there.
They don't see a change.
Yeah. Minding the allergies, obviously, but yeah.
Yeah, there is a bit of planning. So when are you doing your shopping for your, if you're hitting this on Sunday, when you're getting your shopping done? What's on the list?
Yeah, I shop on Saturday. You know what? My list is loads of fruit and veg. It's always stocked up with the veggies and like things like courgettes, peppers, like they freeze really well. So they're good ones. Always tinned butter beans, tinned chickpeas, because they're just such a cheap, nutritious source of fibre and protein.
Are you talking about kind of bulking out a chicken dish with butter beans? Beans, how do they go down for the uninitiated?
I know.
Do they have to be eating them from age 3 to get into them? Or will they take to them?
Like what I would say is texturally, if you're smart about cutting your chicken about the same size as your butter beans, beans don't really have a taste. Like sometimes people say to you, I don't like beans, I wouldn't like them. And it's more of a textural thing than it is a flavour thing, because they will take the flavour of anything. So when we talked about that roast chicken, one of my absolute winner dinners is the shredded up roast chicken, toss it in with a jar of pesto or a homemade pesto if you want, and then a tin of butter beans. So you're bulking out. So it doesn't mean that everybody needs a big roast chicken dinner again. So it's less chicken, but you're getting in that protein, that's a plant-based protein as well. Toss it through with your pasta, add a little bit of cream, a little bit of parmesan, and that's a winner of a dinner. They love it.
Right. Yeah, just simple cream and parmesan, and then the rest of it is just those kind of
your
protein.
Pesto and your butter beans, yeah, and your leftover chicken. So that's a, that's a really nice one to do.
So the staples that you have there, you're talking about your chickpeas, you're talking about your butter beans, like, so what tins are you throwing in the trolley there on your Saturdays?
Those tins of grains, are those tins of beans, are always brilliant. So lentils again, we're kind of a bit unsure of lentils, but you can get green lentils in a tin. Always rinse them off, just rinse that salty water off, and again toss those in. So if I'm making that spaghetti bolognese, that ragu, half beef, half lentils. Or if you're kind of going, mine would never eat that at home, do 2/3 of your beef and toss in one of those tins of lentils. So I'm not talking about now having to soak lentils the day before and boil them. That's a stretch too far for a lot of busy homes. Tins.
Okay.
Rinse
and,
them.
And you did say that not eating the same thing 2 days in a row. So you can change up your spag ball ragu, can you?
Yeah, so like,
how do you do that?
So if you take it, you've done your dump bag, you've cooked it, you've had your lovely spaghetti bolognese today, you've got that lunchbox full of ragu that's chilled down in the fridge, you can convert it into a lasagna. So make yourself your really simple bolognese, your white sauce, your bechamel sauce, your lasagna sheets on top. Another way I love to do it is when you're using dried spices, you can't just shake them on like you would salt and pepper. They have to be cooked out. So put that lovely bolognese back on the pan, a little bit of water to kind of loosen it up, and drop in a little bit of your Mexican spices. So as we were talking, that oregano, that cumin, that chili powder, sprinkle those in, cook them out as it heats through really, really well. And then while you're busy doing homework or doing jobs and pottering in the garden, throw a few baked potatoes in the oven. They'll do themselves in an hour. Just literally put them in, take them out, pierce them, and then put your kind of loaded. So we've converted it now into like a taco mince, a chili beef. Put in a tin of kidney beans, if you like them. Pop those in and then sit your lovely kind of chili beef on top. A little bit of guacamole, maybe a little bit of sour cream, a little bit of cheese. And you've gone from a classic Italian to a Mexican dinner, and all you had to do was shove a few potatoes in the oven.
I find a couple of squares of dark chocolate in the chili mince. It's great.
Delicious.
Nice dark chocolate.
Very few people know about that trick.
Yeah, it's very nice. Yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah. It adds a little kind of, a little depth of flavour. And you know, we were talking about the things like the tomato puree.
Yeah.
That's a brilliant example of how you raise the flavour of the food.
Right.
I love that.
How much should you buy in advance in terms of quantities? Are you only buying for 1 week, or is your freezer ram-packed?
No. And you know what? It's the one thing I don't like, to overpack the freezer. Like, I love having the freezer full of a couple of the curries, a couple of the bolognese, because it just means on a day that I don't want to cook or days don't have to, it's like a little restaurant in the freezer. So it's nice. You can just pull out something the night before. All my veggies, like, I will roast off that. Take like roast veg, aubergine, courgettes, peppers, onions. I will put them on a roasting tray on Sunday when those the roast chicken goes in. And then I will have those easily till Wednesday.
Okay.
And they'll be tossed in things. So you can do it that way.
All right. Job done. Ashley Larkin, TV chef, a food and wellness advocate. Thanks very much for joining us on that. We'll take a break. Back in a minute.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.